You get farther and farther from the beat there.
Right on cue, guys. Welcome to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's Colt 45 Malt Liquor District. We've got a great show for you. We got a full house tonight.
Yeah.
A full house, a fun show for you. He's in the green room right now, warming up. He's in the bullpen right now. Actually, it is a green room. There's a lot of marijuana in there. In studio from the Rich Sheldon Band, Rich Sheldon will be in the house. Rich Sheldon, everybody. Standing in for Rich right now because he is warming up, though, is his girlfriend, Casey. And we're glad, Casey, she didn't know she was going to be in the air. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the Skid Row Studios.
Impromptu.
Have you ever been on a radio show before, Casey?
I have never been on a radio show before. Actually, no, that's a lie. But I only played music on a radio show.
Oh, you're a musician as well, huh?
Yes, I perform with Rich sometimes.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Well, let's he can stay out there for a while. Let's promote you. Let's promote you. No, we've got a great show. We got a lot of fun guests, like a little audience in here. Sitting right next to me, a good friend of a friend of the show,
mm-hmm.
Kevin. He's like Madonna, just one name. Kevin is with us.
I look like Madonna as well.
you and I both have feminine bone structure, so it's okay. In the caddy corner over there, they call him the deputy. His friends call him the deputy. I'm not his friend, so I call him douchebag. JP is with us. JP.
Pleasure to be here.
Boy, that sounded
so
creepy.
Sincere.
Pleasure to be here. Sitting right across the street, though, this man, you know, he is, as everybody knows, he is the ambassador to Bangladesh. Jake the Snake Crane is with us. Jake the Snake.
Just excited to be here, Justin. Very excited to be here.
Yeah, you sound like it. Mm-hmm. It's coming right from your voice there.
Enthusiastic.
And this guy, I promise I will have his his intro. Actually, I'm going to pull his intro up right now, keeping our white guy quotient up as usual. Eric Feldstein is with us. Eric Feldstein.
Thank you.
And this is Eric's intro. It's a voicemail he left before his first show here.
Hey, Justin. It's Eric. Listen, I'm not going to make it tonight. I sent you an email. I hate to flake so early in the game, but I wasn't feeling too good today. I thought I could power through it, but in all honesty, I've been pissing out of my butt.
That's for the last, did you guys hear it fade away and go for the last 2 hours?
Yeah, it hit me all of a sudden. It was really bizarre.
2 hours.
We played that probably 4 or 5 times now. Mm-hmm. Every time I play it, though, I find something new. Like that time was the 2 hours part. Mm-hmm. It's like reading a good book.
Right. Right.
But as we do at the top of every show, folks, it's time. It's time for the Sarcastic News Rundown. And Mindy, you got the music there? Wait for it. There it is! Intrepid 1980s journalism music right there. Our top story, guys, you may have been following this. Good news, somewhat, for Ukrainians, as the EU announced they're ready to offer $15 billion in aid. Ironically, this is the same dollar figure that was set to come from Russia prior to the ousting of Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych, or as I call him, Viktor Smith, because it's easier. The EU package foresees helping to modernize Ukraine's gas transit system and providing assistance ranging from judicial reform to preparing elections. While the Russian package for $15 billion would have gone to kick-ass Winter Olympics opening ceremonies and a huge production line of Vladimir Putin's new body shine product, simply called Vlad. Now, the package also calls for steps to accelerate achieving visa-free travel for Ukrainians to the 28-nation bloc in Europe. That measure, if approved, would go down particularly bad in Moscow, since Russia has sought visa-free travel to Europe for its citizens for years. Of course, most know that Russia is largely still state-run and will probably only allow for citizens to use, quote, the MasterCard. That was not my strongest joke. Okay, keep rolling. In hot water about what she said, though, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been explaining a comment that she made the other day that some are saying is a comparison from Russian President Vladimir Putin to Adolf Hitler. Now, on Tuesday, Clinton had made had said basically that Mr. Putin's incursion of Russia into the Crimean region of southern Ukraine was akin to Hitler, a move that he made in the years prior to World War II. Some media outlets have blasted Clinton for making the comparison and furthermore rationalizing her statement by using the dirty political tactic, very dirty political tactic, called history. And and this week, Pope, you guys heard this one, Pope Francis said in an interview with a European newspaper that he is offended. He is offended by his own myth and mystique that has been built up. Magazines, DVDs, commemorative coins, and now there's a weekly gossip magazine that have all been formed to celebrate and profit off of, quote, the super pope, is what he's being called, the super pope. Now, Francis said in a recent letter, quote, just like normal people, I laugh when I see shirtless photos of Putin. I cry when I watch Steel Magnolias with the gals. And I've got a ton of friends, so I don't keep in touch with enough. I'm sorry, Stephen Bryan. Work has just been really busy, and there's a lot going on at home, okay? I promise I've been following your Facebook feed, and I totally owe you a call. XOXO, the Super Pope. That's a direct letter. The newspaper, though, this is true. It's called Il Mio Papa. Translates to My Pope. It hit newsstands this week. And the newspaper includes, among other things, get this, a centerfold with a different picture of the Pope smiling. Don't get aroused over there, Snake, all right? It also includes, though, advertisements for a weight loss cure, beauty cream, a hair care product, and a laxative. An editorial by its editor, Aldo Vitale, said its purpose was, quote, not so much to celebrate the Pope as it was to make a shit ton of money off of selling ad placement for weight loss cures, beauty cream, a hair care product, and a fucking laxative. I throw the fucking part in there. And in entertainment news, you guys probably watched the Oscars. You guys all watched the Oscars this week?
Yes. What's the Oscars?
It's a little awards show. Oh. As many predicted, 12 Years a Slave won for Best Picture. Matthew McConaughey won for Best Actor. Cate Blanchett won for Best Actress. And Kid Rock took home the title for Best Supporting Actor. I'm sorry, that was a misprint. That was actually Jared Leto. They look alike. The event hosted by Ellen DeGeneres, or some say me, at one point, I don't know if you guys caught this, called on a pizza delivery man to hand out slices of pizza to the crowd. This was a great moment for the West Hollywood-based pizza company as it provided huge publicity along with a $1,000 tip, which is roughly 1/80th the price of an average Oscars dress. Okay. Although not in attendance at the event, musician Lady Gaga was quoted as saying, quote, if I had been there, I would have worn a pizza. she would have actually worn the pizza. Now, in sporting news, not much happened this week. Besides Tiger Woods, he decided to drop out of the Honda Classic in South Florida. LeBron James scored a game high like 63 points while wearing a mask from a Marvel Comics movie. And a bunch of middle-aged men, my father, who aimlessly flipped between sports channels, became mildly entertained with pro bowling. So JP became mildly entertained with pro bowling. Folks, that is the Sarcastic News Rundown. We got a great show for you tonight. Rich Sheldon from the Rich Sheldon Band is with us in studio. We've got all these folks, Eric, Kevin, Casey, JP, and Rich. Rich is going to be here in just a second. We want you guys to call in on our What's Happening in Your Neighborhood segment coming up next, where we get your local crazy, funny, stupid kind of stories. Call in at 800-893-9562. I actually have the wrong phone number listed here. I always screw up one number.
Oh, good. You're going to make him call 1-800-DENTIST
again. That's exactly true. But we got a great show for you coming up. And in just a moment here, we've got Rich Sheldon, who's going to be playing one of his songs. Now, I saw, just to give you a little bit of background, I was down at the Malibu Wines on a Sunday afternoon, like I do. I go down, I'm classy. And I was having a bottle of Pinot, just all to myself, and because I'm a drunk. And
when you don't use a glass, that's not classy.
It's
just straight from the bottle with you.
I always thought, you know, the only rule of drinking wine is that when you go to buy it, the top should screw off because it all tastes the damn same, you know. But not down at the Malibu Winery. They do it right. And Rich, just so there we go. I like that's it. Here's why I love it. So I love, as you guys know, I listen to the adult alternative station a lot on my Time Warner feed. And I love it. I love the folk singer-songwriter. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there enjoying my bottle straight from the bottle by myself alone and crying. And I actually had earbuds in. I was listening to Alanis Morissette. But I took the earbuds out because I heard this man. I was like, he's awesome. He's amazing. Oh, and he sounds like one of the classic rock singers, folk rock singers that you would hear back in the 60s, at least to my untrained ear. But I thought it was pretty amazing. So, Rich, you are going to be playing what song for us right here?
I'm going to do Destination Unknown.
Here it is, Destination Unknown, everybody.
Time a woman comes, it all goes out the door, and I'm losing sleep, losing time in the evening. When the years go by, I start to lose my mind. And when it's done and over, and your life is not your own, you're slipping by and out of space and going to destination unknown. Ocean, anywhere but there. Help me understand that place so I can lose my fears and take me to a place that's real, well, a place where I can lose myself and not begin to feel like childhood is slipping. You're floating through the air, memories like candlesticks melting down, destination unknown. Destination unknown. We're flying through the cosmic motions of your mind, missing all the people that you had to leave behind. You can't remember, thought you had to die, and everyone was missing you. The love you couldn't find was everywhere around you. Just opened up your eyes. Luckily, you didn't leave for destination unknown. Destination unknown. Oh, destination unknown. Destination unknown.
Whoa, oh, destination unknown. That's Rich Sheldon. Rich Sheldon. From Rich Sheldon Music right there. From Rich Sheldon Music. Destination Unknown. Greatest song. Great song.
Thank you. We're
going to be talking a little bit more with Rich in just a little while. But check out his website if you're listening right now, richsheldonmusic.com, and learn more about him and where he's going to be playing out and all that. But we're going to talk with him a little bit more. This segment coming up is taking the country by storm, really, because it's about what's happening in your neighborhood. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what weird types of pornography Eric may be into. It bestiality. But... I didn't mean to give away too much.
It's true.
This segment, are you ready for this? This is called What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. Here's our theme song. Yeah. It's like a gentle walk in the park.
It's nice.
You know, just in the neighborhood.
Soothing.
Hanging out. Oh, man. We actually do the song itself. Or the segment itself is just the song for about 4 minutes. And
taking the country by storm.
Taking it by storm. I know we've got some callers coming in here. Do we have any callers yet, or not yet? No. Okay. Good. All right. So I'm going to start here with Mr. Eric Feldstein. Actually, before I do that, hold on. What is this? Who is this segment brought to us by, Jake the Snake? I know we've got a new sponsor.
Very exciting. We have sponsors just filing in the door for us. Yeah. And this particular segment here is brought to you by Gobstoppers. Sugar-coated pebbles that'll break your teeth. How are we still around?
How are they still? I almost bought them at the liquor store next door because I was so hungry. I was like, whatever. I don't care. I'll buy 10 lotto tickets. I don't care. Just give me something, whatever. Eric, what do you have for us? What's happening in your neighborhood?
I've got an interesting story. According to the ASAPS, this is the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery.
The ASAPS.
Yeah. Get this, guys.
And do everything with urgency.
Yeah, that's true. So the number of cosmetic procedures for men has increased by more than 106% between 1997 and 2012.
Really?
Further on the story, Dr. Steinbrech said that, I don't know why, I just found his name right there. I wonder if he's Jewish. One, plastic surgery for two reasons: to look good and stay competitive in the job market. And
wait, that's two reasons right there.
Right, yeah. Hold on, I think I was paraphrasing. Yeah, that is two reasons, yeah. Look good, stay competitive in the job market.
Just in the job market or like in the bar scene, or there's a lot of places you can stay competitive with some good plastic surgery, I feel like.
MILF market?
The MILF market,
yeah.
Which
that exists.
Apparently, Mindy is also in that, but you're getting in that market too.
I'm looking for MILFs. I'm not a MILF yet.
Yeah. No, I get you. I hear you. I know MILFs. Yeah, MILF.
But the MILFs like the plastic surgery, right?
Yeah. I mean, especially around here. I mean, you see them all the time in the studio. So,
yeah. I see a lot of cosmetic plastic things here.
That you do. Nice. Eric, anything else in that story? Or are we just...
Just that, you know, guys want a sharper jawline and nice abs. You know, all standard stuff we all know.
Let me ask the gentleman, since we have 10 of them in the room right now. I want to ask a couple of guys who are not. I'll start here with Kevin. He's a little quiet. Would you ever get your jawline more defined, or any plastic surgery for that matter?
You know, if I had to get anything, I would get larger hands. I think I would have played NFL ball if that was the case.
Oh, you would want to get Johnny Manziel like hands?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Okay. And you know what they say about large hands, right? I mean,
they would be saying that if I had it.
I know what you do. These are very girlish. Rich, what would you get plastic surgery? And if so, what would you get?
Yes, definitely.
not your voice.
Wow. Yeah, really?
That's such a good radio.
You know, I don't know. I always thought I'd want to get my nose fixed because it's fucked up. It's a little crooked.
Let me see. Hold on. Go and get a side profile. Hold on. No, but it's
actually
nice.
I had rhinoplasty on it when I was young.
Really?
Yeah, for a car accident, the bone got pushed in.
Ooh.
And they had to go in and push the bone back out, but they called that rhinoplasty.
Really?
Yeah, so that's plastic surgery.
Wow. Snake Kearney had the same issue.
So your dreams have come true.
Oh, yeah, I already had it.
Casey, what would you get done on Rich?
On Rich?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
What would you get done on Rich?
I don't know. I sort of like this larger hands motif we're going with.
Okay.
Look at you started.
Wait, no, what it was? Tongue.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Wow.
He's got a very short
tongue. I have a short tongue.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was not going to say anything. I noticed that when you first walked in. I was like, the elephant in the room, really, you know? And honestly, your nose isn't bad. It's just got this little thing there. It's like you've just been lying a little bit, you know? Like you've got a little Pinocchio, just a slight Pinocchio. That's it. That's all. JP, you're in the corner. You look with your arms crossed and you look depressed. I know you don't need a boob implant.
It'd be the opposite.
Oh, yeah?
A breast reduction.
Oh, a breast reduction for you. He does have great boobs, guys. Show him. Make him shake.
It is Mardi Gras. We'll give you some beads.
Yeah, we've got beads.
Someone get this man some beads.
We're going a little off track, but I just want you to know this man can actually milk his breasts.
That's yet to be determined.
You're going to do it on air, right?
I'm not so sure.
Okay. All right. Well, this is really clearly a new show, what we're doing. just realized after 5 minutes of
aesthetic talk there.
Yeah.
Do we have any callers yet, Mindy? I just want to make sure that, you know, people flood our gates to get in here and call us. We do. We have one. All right, let's pipe them through. Caller, you're on the Sarcastic News Live, Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. Tell us what's going on. What's happening in your neighborhood?
Hey, it's Sugar.
The best is anybody who's new to our show is just sitting there. Who's Sugar? he sounds like an average white guy, not a porn star. Like,
yep. No,
not a stripper.
I'm calling in from the drag strip of West Hollywood.
Oh, well, I don't know. It sounds like a bar, which is very trendy, the drag strip.
No.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening. Share us, what was the biggest news story? And or, if you don't have any news stories for us, tell us what part of your body you would get some work done on.
What would I get some work done on? If there was somehow I could have a permanent six-pack, that's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just not have to do any work. It's just there.
It's just there. I mean, it can be spray painted on. But they can just draw the lines. That's okay.
Now I know that you are you're a hairy man, Sugar.
Yeah. That's
so
right.
It would be hard, even if you had a greatly defined six pack, for people to see it underneath your summer sweater.
Yeah, I mean, if they could Robin Williamize myself, then I guess that would be okay.
Yeah. Well, I think it's possible. It's possible. What happened this week that really caught your attention in the news, Sugar?
I don't know. You know what? The Oscars.
Hard-hitting
nobody
stuff.
Nobody cares about Ukraine right now. So,
I don't know. This crowd was laughing at my jokes, so I think these guys know the references here. But, yeah, okay. Okay, so the Oscars, they got you.
They did, yes. I was very pleased. What's that?
No, wait. What? Any shockers? Any crazy?
You know what? You did a great job as host.
Oh, thank you.
There we go.
Yeah. No shockers. It was pretty predictable. But you know what? I think this was a really good year for movies, and everyone that won was well deserving of it.
Yeah.
Who would have been your choice for best picture?
Yeah, between that or Gravity. I mean, 12 Years a Slave was, I think, a really well-made and very impactful movie. But Gravity, at the same time, was very cinematic and, you know, kind of showed you about the power of technology in cinema. So. But I was pleased. I mean, they kind of split the big awards. So
I feel like
it was.
I feel like Madea's House of Pain 7 by Tyler Perry was very underrated. It got snubbed.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I'm already looking forward to next year when Single Moms Club is nominated for Best Picture. Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club.
Is that like the Babysitter's Club? What is that?
I'm not up with the Tyler Perry movies, but JP, I can tell you aren't either over there. You're dying. He's not a big fan of well, Sugar, tell us real quick, where did you watch the Oscars? Did you have a party?
Currently at my house. No, I was just watching it at home.
Okay.
With some friends. I had a couple people over and enjoyed the show.
Wow.
Good story.
Wow, that sounds really...
Yeah.
Well, Sugar Mills, we got to have you down here sometime, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Sugar.
You know I'll be back.
Yeah, I know you'll be back. That's Matt Sugar Mills. He was an original member of the Sarcastic News Live Crack Squad. He was calling us from the drag strip in West Hollywood, and we appreciate his call as always. Now, Jake the Snake, do we have any, do you have a local news story?
I do. This one comes out of Ontario, Canada, where a man has been constantly complaining for the past year to Subway because he found a dead cockroach in his turkey sub.
Oh, wow.
Now, this brings up a couple questions here.
Sure. Just a couple.
First of all, Subway, you're standing there watching your sandwich get made, and they are staring at the sandwich as they're making it. So how the hell does a cockroach slip in there? But more importantly here, I have a question for the Crack Squad.
Yeah.
Have you ever found anything disturbing in your food? And if so, What did you do about it? Spoiler alert, this happened to me just yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, if you're listening right now and you want to tweet us at SNLive1, at SNLive1, tweet us. We will take you can make up, you can lie to us.
Make up a great story.
Just make it up. Mm-hmm. We will give you a $25 gift card to a place where you may very well find food in, or couches in your food, Red Lobster. Or
nice.
I'll give you a choice, Long John Silver. We've yet to buy the gift certificate. is what I'm saying.
Wow.
At SNLive1. And yeah, so, but real quick, Rich, have you found anything crazy in your food before? I mean, you know.
God, I can't think of anything right now, but I just had this idea of someone putting pubes
What was that movie? Nice. What was the movie where they did that?
Wasn't that like Waiting?
Yeah. Just the pubes, yeah. They actually did that in high school for a calculus teacher who nobody liked. Ooh. Like, so a bunch of the IB kids were like, they shaved their pubes and put them in a plastic bag. Like, they grew them out like all like semester, and then it was just like Kojak down there, and they just fucking put it right into a plastic bag and laid it on her desk. Which is
keeping
it classy, Jacksonville.
Wow.
Classy with a K. A redneck Riviera right there. And what did you got? You guys find anything in your food that's kind of gross? Or?
I would never know because I just eat my food instantly. I don't care what's in there. As long as I'm eating, I'm happy.
Yeah. I haven't. I've gotten some hair in there.
Yeah, a little bit of hair.
Yeah.
Some of it could be mine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't really. I like the curlies. Oh, when I was in college.
How do you like that?
When I was in college, this lady, I found curlies in there. Curlies, get this in the curly fries. Like,
that's, yeah, there you go.
Curly on curly crime right there.
Hair by itself is really bad. Like, you start to salivate and it gets weird, but hair mixed with food, it's tolerable.
This is a man who eats anything, so anything's really tolerable.
That's
so
true.
That was fun. That was a good little story. And let me just say, because Rich, are you ready for a new song?
Sure.
Okay. Rich is like, sure. Thanks for the warning, asshole. while he's getting set up, you can check him out at richsheldonmusic.com, and we're gonna be talking to him after the song and ask him some questions. Rich, what song are you gonna be playing for us now?
I'm gonna do a song called "Where Are You Going." It's like kind of hillbilly bluegrass.
Hillbilly bluegrass. That's right. I'm Jackson, Florida, baby. Right up my alley.
Nice.
And we're shining the camera on Rich here. So here it is. What is it? One more time.
Where are you going?
Where are you going? Right here.
Clouds. When I told you that I loved you, you left me locked up in the pound. Now I was just a lonely dog walking down the road. Well, you picked me up outside your fence and brought me to your home. And you loved me, but you left me all alone.
from Rich Sheldon Music right there. From Rich Sheldon Music Rich, now, you, like I said, people can catch you at richsheldonmusic.com. And where else? On Twitter, on Facebook, your...
YouTube.
YouTube.
Got some stuff. I put out some funny videos on YouTube before.
So you've been, you kind of mix comedy with music, right?
Sometimes, yeah, definitely.
Where does that come from? Are you just
I love comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my biggest comedic heroes is Bill Hicks. I love Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
And I wrote a song about him once, but I cannot remember how to play it right now.
Because you walked in here and you saw the Bill Hicks poster in the picture and you're like, wow.
Yeah, and I got a chance to meet his brother and his mother and his friend Kevin. And I was a huge fanatical fan. I even did like a Ouija board one time trying to summon Bill Hicks.
Wow.
that's intense.
That's creepy.
Dedication.
I'm just surprised that Bill Hicks has people who care about him. No, I'm kidding. No, he's great, but he's the way he was. But did you... No,
he's sarcastic.
He's very sarcastic. He was great, though. I loved his bit. He did this bit about if you work in marketing or advertising, go kill yourselves. And then they all laugh, and he goes, no, seriously, go fucking kill yourself. Go do it.
Shit.
The pride of Houston, Texas, right there. Let me ask you, are you from Houston? Or where are you from originally?
No, I'm from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Great city.
But I lived in Florida for a little bit. Redneck Riviera.
Yeah. Where?
Went to Florida State.
What?
Did you go to Florida State?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
This is why I don't read bios, because I enjoy the excitement of just
great,
learning.
That's a great surprise.
Yeah,
we all three
of us went there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Me, Jake, and the guy, the breasted guy in the corner.
Do you know where the Players Club is?
What's that?
The Players Club apartment complex.
Oh, yeah.
I used to live in there.
Oh, wow. So you did music at like Potbellies and all those?
I hung out at Potbellies, but I went to... I did music at this place called the West End Tavern, which is like down the street. It was like this old dive bar.
Yeah.
Just down the street right near, Publix.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Pub club. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Good watching in there. Florida.
Yeah. Casey, are you from there too?
No.
Very proud.
I'm from the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. You're from the Bay Area. And you play music as well, right?
Very, very different. Yeah. I do. I sing with Rich mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. You're part of the band right there.
I'm part of the Rich Sheldon band.
The Rich Sheldon band.
The missing link.
That's awesome. Now, Rich, I first of all, this is kind of a question first for you and then a follow up with Casey. And by the way, if you're listening to Sarcastic News Live at the Skid Row Studios, and if you don't know, it's hot as balls in here right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told Casey before, and I'm like, you're wearing a leather jacket. That
I know, I'm contemplating the removal of
Take
things.
It off.
Yeah. We've got cameras all in this place. Before I get to you, we do have a caller, so I don't know if they're calling in yet about the, you guys are ready to take this. You're calling the Sarcastic News Live Hot Mess, Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. Who am I talking to here?
Justin.
Yeah, that's my name. Yeah, yeah.
It's Jordan.
Jordan. Oh, Jordan Lykover. Oh, well, this comedian Jordan Lykover. Jordan,
how you doing?
Doing awesome. He's going to be joining us for the snake game. Now, Jordan, if you can hold on just for a couple more minutes, we'll be right back and do the snake game. You got in a little early.
You're premature.
A little premature.
That's my reputation.
All right. So we're going to keep him on the line and then we'll come right back. I want to ask, first of all, Rich, are you or are you not, be honest, Are you not a better guitarist / singer songwriter / lovemaker than John Mayer? In that order.
I don't know.
Casey, you may want to answer the latter
That's
part.
That's a
of
tall
that.
Order. I don't know.
He's a tall guy.
He's obviously, he's well, better because he's
He does like this thing with his
famous.
Face.
Oh, yeah.
When he sings.
He does?
Yeah, that doesn't bode well.
Not good. Yeah. Well, now, how did you get started in music? You started playing in Tallahassee, right? And were you playing in high school before that, or was it
not really? Just a little bit, like some guitar lessons. But I started to play a lot at Florida State. Where I picked it up, and I got really into the Grateful Dead. That was like my favorite band at the time. And at that time, when I went to Florida State, that's when Dave Matthews Band was becoming popular, so that kind of gives away my age a little bit.
Yeah,
and Blues Traveler and like all those bands were starting to get big.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. That's the 90s, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Spin Doctors.
Two Princes.
Wow. Well, you look like you're 20s.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
thank you.
This is a good 90s era right there. I love it. And you play a lot of like singer-songwriter stuff, and you do sound a little bit like Bob Dylan. You sound like you've got that sound. But I don't know. It seems like that. And it's something that type of music I love. Now, do you get comparisons to those types of musicians at all?
Sometimes. We have a friend that actually does a Bob Dylan act. He does a whole Bob Dylan act, and Casey sings in that band. And does the Joan Baez parts.
Really? Yeah.
And I've played guitar in that band before. And
we all three have a trio that we've performed.
Oh, yeah, we did a whole trio. Last year we went to Nashville and we toured all around. We played on a radio station there. And
that's the radio station from before.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, this is your first internet radio.
Oh, yeah.
Which doesn't get bigger than that, guys. Doesn't get better than that and bigger than that. Where do you get your... I told you guys earlier, I get my musical inspiration from the adult alternative station.
I was thinking of adult something else.
Where Eric gets his from. where do you get your inspiration from, would you say? Like, what kind of musicians do you look up to?
Well, Bob Dylan, for sure. Mm. Like, he's amazing. And the Beatles, Bob Marley.
Yeah.
The Grateful Dead, Fish. I mean, it's a lot of... Wow. I like the older stuff than I do the newer stuff. I don't really identify with it so much.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, no, I feel like I'm the same. I stop, literally my music stops, my music comprehension stops at like 1998. Like, that's it. Like, you just named my favorite three bands. Like, if you threw Counting Crows and Toad the Wet Sprocket in there, I may break up you guys and just date you. I mean, seriously. That's my kind of stuff right there. Now I want to come back. We're gonna do a couple more questions, but I know we have the snake game coming up soon. And do we have, Mindy, do we have the snake game theme song? Okay, let's go ahead and hit this song, and then we're gonna bring in Jordan here. Intrepid right there. And joining us via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line for the Sarcastic News Live Snake Game, Jordan Lykover. Jordan, he's a comedian here in LA. Thanks so much for hanging on the line with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad that you're here with us. And we got a packed crowd in the studio tonight. It is 95 degrees, I'd say, in here. It's a little warm.
Yeah, so. It sounds like you turn up the heat when there's a female guest in there so that they have to get naked. Is that what happens?
That's purpose. That's on purpose, yeah. Well, we don't get many of them, and usually we're in here playing Limp Bizkit. So, like...
Oh, no, no.
Having a lady. We got a lady in the house. Lock the door. Wait, she's with a guy. It doesn't matter. We'll convince him. I don't know. I sound like such a creep.
Skid Row.
Skid Row.
You guys are the least creepiest show when it comes to naked ladies in
you
the
hear
studio.
That? Yeah. That's right. They when usually, I was telling these
there
guys.
There ain't no fisting going on Sarcastic News.
No. Yet. Not yet.
Well, not yet.
Ginger Lynn is on our show next week.
So. Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
That's gonna be good.
She's a call-in. But all right, we're getting away from it. We're playing it loose tonight.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah. Usually, I told these guys. Usually, this place is all just—it's just Saran wrap all over the studio, so that way it's sanitary. But now the snake game. Take it away, Snake.
Yeah. So for those that are new to the snake game, it's very simple. I'm gonna. It's quotes from the week in news. I'm gonna say a quote, and then I'll give you two choices as to who said that quote. And let's decide here who we're playing for tonight.
Snake, let's real quick, because Mindy, I think we have one more caller. Can we pipe him? Can we do two callers here? I think we got Wub, another comedian. Wub Savelle is joining us here.
We're going to have you guys do teams.
Yeah, we're going to have to do teams.
There's just mm-hmm. too many to keep track of.
I think we should go in studio versus out
okay.
studio.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And we'll play for charity here. Mindy, you got that or no? No.
All right. I'm trying, but it's not working as planned.
Okay, all right. Well, we will. So, Jordan, you're going to represent the out of studio folks.
It's everybody against Jordan.
I'll be on Jordan's team until we get Wub piped in here. So, Jordan and I versus the in studio folks. So, Jake the Snake, take it away.
All right, let's do this. Quote number one from the week in news. You know, we got a rule about messing with people from Texas.
Ooh,
was that A? Texas Senator Ted Cruz after his success in the first primary, or B, a quote from the new movie Transformers 4.
Jordan, who do you think it? What do you think?
That sounds like classic Michael Bay to me. That's Transformers. That's Transformers.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to take a hard line right now because I don't know for sure if it's Ted Cruz. I want to say it's the cruise missile, but I'm not positive. So, yeah, I think that's a good call. We'll go, our team will go, movie.
All right, team in studio, are you going to go with the Transformers, or are you going to rock the boat here and go Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
All right, first
point. You guys don't get voices. Just nod.
All right, that was a quote from the new Transformers.
Yeah!
Movie.
Oh, yeah.
Likeover.
It was too good to be true.
It's comedic.
I know my Michael Bay, goddammit.
Yeah. We let you have that one.
But it very well could have been Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Sure.
Quote number two. You have to show me the fool that says dreams don't come true. Was that A?
My father.
Was that A? Allen Iverson after having his jersey retired by the 76ers? Or B? Lupita Nyong'o after winning an Oscar for 12 Years a Slave?
You guys have honors because you are losers.
I think it's the jersey guy. The male. The male party of this double equation.
Yeah, we're thinking Iverson on this
one? I think
it's
AI, yeah.
AI?
Sounds good.
All right, so they're going to go basketball player, Jordan. What do you want to do here?
Let's go with the Oscar winner, even though I didn't watch. That sounds like an Oscar winner to me.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Happy to announce that we have a tie now. That was Allen Iverson.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think since it's evenly split, I think you brought it up. We got to play for charity. Each time, guys, we play for charity.
Yeah, we do.
And we usually donate beer. So, Jordan, do you have a charitable foundation? Everyone knows who I usually play for, but do you have a charitable foundation you want to play for today?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I want to play for the Society to Keep Air Conditioning Out of the Sarcastic News Studios.
Well, you're doing a good job so far.
You're doing a great job.
I have a lot of lower back sweat going on right now.
My brow is moist.
All right, so we're going to be playing for the AC. As everyone knows, which, by the way, lady I met, she told me recently that the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana, which is the foundation I usually play for, the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana, is actually a real foundation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So yeah.
We're going to need to make a trip down there at some point.
They got at least,
Good kids.
They got a truckload of Natty Light going their way. So, who are you guys playing for?
Who are we playing for, guys?
Wow.
I mean,
the Indecision Club of America.
I thought it was. Okay.
All right. You guys we'll take the air conditioning.
You
society.
Take the Tijuana.
You guys have Tijuana.
We'll take Tijuana.
All right. Quote number three. Nobody said it looked terrible. Was that A, LeBron James on his black face mask, or B, Julia Roberts on her unflattering dress at the Oscars?
Oh, wow. Was she wearing a meat dress?
She was wearing the pizza, actually. Yeah,
she was wearing the pizza. All right, we get to go first because we're losers. Jordan, what do you think?
Can I say that it was Julia Roberts on her white face mask?
Hey, man.
I say it's LeBron.
I'll go LeBron. What do you guys want to do? Julia or LeBron?
LeBron.
Okay, there it is.
Ladies first.
Consensus on LeBron. Correct answer is LeBron.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all knotted.
We're all tied heading into the last quote here.
Okay, this is for all the marbles.
I'm rooting for those boys and girls of Tijuana. They really deserve it.
They need it.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Let's do it.
I was so nervous and uncomfortable. Was that A?
It could be anybody. All right.
I know. That's the point of the game.
Yeah.
Was that A?
Yeah.
Mila Kunis on working with her new fiance, Ashton Kutcher. Or B, British Foreign Secretary William Hague on visiting Kiev, Ukraine.
Oh, wow.
It's two very different answers.
Tough one.
What do you guys go? You guys pick it.
Kiev.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
it's got to be Kiev.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Kiev.
Kevin said four words. him and JP. JP's just in the corner, like he's in timeout over there. He's always just shaking his tits back and forth. Like it's all he's been doing over there. All right, so they're going with Ukraine, Jordan?
It's definitely Kunis. I mean...
It's definitely what?
Kunis.
Oh, Kunis.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher, he's a prankster, right? He did that punk show. I feel like at some point he's going to turn around and announce that their entire engagement is a punk stunt.
wouldn't be surprising.
All right, let's go. Yeah. We're going to go Kunis.
All right. Correct answer. Mila Kunis.
Yeah! Suck it! Suck it!
Jordan, thanks for carrying Justin along there. You have won the game. We will no longer have air conditioning, but we didn't in the first place, so really everyone loses there.
All right.
It's Jordan Likeover, LA-based comedian, and you can catch Jordan where? Jordan, where can people see you, watch you, find you?
Stalk you.
I was at the Panini Garden tonight. I don't mean to brag. It's a coffee shop on Main Street.
Nice.
That's your show, right? It's you host that one.
No, he actually wasn't performing. He just got a panini and hanging out.
I was just there for the panini and the garden.
Yeah. well, you can. Jordan's a very funny man. I saw him last night down at a pizza shop in Hermosa. So we've got that corner staked out right there. The coffee pizza combo. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Jordan Likeover, LA-based comedian. And Wub, I'm sorry if we missed you, comedian Wub Savelle. We apologize. We're going to get you on next week. So he's a very funny man. Check him out at wubsavelle.com. I don't know.
I'm guessing.
We're coming down. We've got about 8 minutes left. And I want to catch up a little bit more with Rich. But I know, do you have one more song you can play us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so yeah, we'll do a quick song here, and then we'll ask you a few more questions before you head out here. You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. Check us out at SN Live 1 on Twitter, at SN Live 1. We're up to about 7,500 Twitter followers. We've also got, we're over 7,500 now. And also sarcasticnewslive.com, fresh new content coming out. A lot of the bits that we do, the interviews and the stuff that we do, goes right onto the website, sarcasticnewslife.com, and check out Skid Row Studios. They've got a lot of fun shows, including mostly porn. So check that out. And our next song, Rich, what song is this called?
You're Not Welcome Around Here.
You're Not Welcome Around Here. That's straight up Tallahassee, Florida right there. Check him out, richsheldonmusic.com. Rich Sheldon from the Rich Sheldon Band. Here he is. You're not welcome around here.
Of your shit, I don't want no more. You can show your ass out my front door with your two-faced ways. That's a fact, so won't you keep on walking and don't look back, because you're not welcome around here. You're not welcome around here no more. Everything but the shirt off my back, but you took that too, cause you got no tact. Heard you been hanging with my ex-friends. Well, you deserve each other till the bitter end, and so you're not welcome around here. You're not welcome around here no more. Someday that you see the light with your head in the sand and your eyes closed tight. Well, nothing can save you from your own damn self. You're your worst enemy and nobody else. But still, I got to say, you're not welcome around here. Not welcome around here no more. That's when you know I ended it because I hit the guitar real hard.
It's over, guys. I don't know if you can tell. It's fucking over. That's Rich Sheldon from Rich Sheldon Band, and you can check him out at richsheldonmusic.com. And Rich, I just want to know, first of all, how did you guys, was it your band, or was it just, I mean, you said you got started in Tallahassee and then you came out here and everything. Did the band kind of form around you when you got here? Was it kind of an organic thing, or was it one of those where you were looking for other people?
Yeah, we had a name for it before. We called it, you know, because I didn't want to use my name, wanted to have a name. But then after the band broke up, then I was like, you know, hey, this is Rich Sheldon from the so-and-so band. So and I had to like go and reestablish all this contacts. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to just use my name because, you know, then my name's there and then I don't have to like say I'm somebody else if the band breaks up.
Right.
So it was just a business move, basically. Okay. And it works, you know.
Yeah. Well, do people ever ask you like, oh, is this like the Dave Matthews Band, you know, like it's the same kind of concept with like the Rich Sheldon Band, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is just singer-songwriter fronting a band.
And they just hold up basically a shot glass like, class of 96, motherfuckers, you know?
We're trying to always think of names. The guys, like, they don't want to have that as a name. And I actually have like, probably like, you know, rosters. I have like three bands that I, you know, because I play so much, so it's, one of the bands, we call it The Mutiny, and the other guys were just the Rich Sheldon Band. And
The Grumbling Tummies.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a band?
Well, that's what the keyboard player, he's always wanted to call the band The Grumbling Tummies.
That's good.
I was like, that sounds kind of like The Wiggles, or what is that?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of adorable right there.
positive feedback.
I was going to say you should have small children with you, but that would be weird. That would be like my band. No.
What do you think of the Casual Encounters?
You could just call it Craigslist. That could be your other name right there. As somebody who's had a few of those off of Craigslist, and you know what? They're not that shady, guys, okay? All right? I mean, Backpage.com, that's some shady shit, okay? But I know a little bit too much about these websites. I'm really trying to tell you right now. I had this question for you. If you could smoke pot with one musician from the 60s, who would it be? Which band?
Jim Morrison.
That's pretty good right there. I did not expect that answer. That's a damn good answer.
I don't even know. Yeah, I guess he smoked. Yeah, he did smoke.
You're doing a lot more than smoking. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely Jim Morrison.
Definitely Jim Morrison. That's a good answer.
Oh, yeah.
All right. In New York or L.A.? Because, you know, you have the Greenwich Village scene or...
L.A.
Okay.
Venice Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And where can people go check... And obviously, we talked about your website, but where can people actually go and watch you here in L.A. or outside of L.A.?
I'm playing all over the place. Usually, this weekend, I'm playing at the Melody Bar and... Patrick Malloy is doing two shows on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
4 o'clock at Patrick Malloy's in Hermosa Beach, and then 10 o'clock at the Melody Bar, which is right by LAX on Sepulveda Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And then I do the second Wednesday of every month, I do a songwriter's night. So if you know any songwriters and musicians that want to come down,
yeah,
I host that.
People who like to cry a lot. So very well, they could be songwriters.
Well, have them come down. So okay. We need people down there. So it's that's O'Brien's Pub on Main Street in Santa Monica.
Oh,
and
nice.
And then I play at a lot of Hennessy's. You know where Hennessy's is?
I was just going to say, you play at like every white guy venue out there.
Yeah, someone told me like that once that this was back in the days of MySpace. I got like really pissed off with one of the bartenders at one places I played. So I went and I kind of like on the comments, you know, like the comment section of MySpace, it was like, you could vent on there. So I was like, the bartender's a cunt. So like,
nice.
So then they saw it for some reason or another. I was friends with one of the waitresses and she saw it.
Yeah.
And then she told the bar, and like the bar was like, you know, one of my band members called me and was like, hey man, what did you say about them on MySpace? Cause they're waiting down here for you to show up at this gig. And I was like, oh, I said the bartender's a cunt. And so like, and they're like, well, you better not come down here because they're all like, want to kick your ass. And so like, I didn't go down that day. And then I don't even know why I fucking got into that story.
I'm glad you did, man.
Awesome.
I'm glad you did.
We got to get out of here, guys. But check him out at richsheldonmusic.com. Rich Sheldon from the Rich Sheldon Band. He's going to be all over the place this weekend down in Hermosa and Main Street. Check out his website. Thanks for joining us tonight. We got for Jake the Snake Cranny, Eric Feldstein, Kevin, Casey, the guy with the boobs in the corner, JP. Thanks for joining us, guys. Very much, Mindy in the back. Have a good night. You've been listening to Sarcastic News Live.
See, I've been here for 28 years, pounding sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby G.